This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for April 26th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing promises the start of Dreamliner production in South Carolina won't be delayed by union tactics against the company and its non-union workers, or the apparently politically driven backing of that action by the National Labor Relations Board. Augusta Westland says it's developing a range of mobile applications to improve the flexibility and effectiveness of training media within its courses, starting with content on the iPad. EBAA and NBAA will hold a conference next month, the day before EBACE opens, dedicated to the safety issues facing aircraft operators in Europe. The latest European safety requirements for helicopter operators is among topics to be discussed in depth at Helitech 2011, this September, near Cambridge. Bob Poole of Reason.org says the FAA is struggling to resolve the problem of sleeping controllers because of an unwillingness to take on its own employees or their union. Individuals who contact the TSA Contact Center to report suspicious activity will now receive a tracking number as confirmation of the phone call or email. NASA is seeking unfunded partnerships with organizations to engage new or broader audiences on a national scale in the quest to promote the STEM disciplines. Proposals will be accepted through December 31st. And U.S. Army Air Force's PFC Mervyn E. Sims of Petaluma, California, was just 23 years old when he disappeared with his crew flying a C-87 in the Himalayas in 1943. This week, he's finally coming home. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, I'll talk with Vincent Vernuccio, the Labor Policy Counsel for the Competitive Enterprise Institute, about the IAM's complaint with Boeing's new South Carolina plant. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.